This is Logan Davis, General Manager of Seawolf Sports Properties, and you are listening to the Alaska Airlines Center podcast.
Welcome to another episode of the Alaska Airlines Center podcast with John and Kate.
Hello.
Hey, we are back. And in studio today, we have a special guest.
Special, special guest. Today, we have Logan, a.k.a. Logania Davis.
The General Manager of Seawolf Sports Property here at the Alaska Airlines Center, working with the university. Logan, welcome to the show.
Awesome. Glad to be here. Made the long trek down.
Yeah.
We appreciate it. It's taken months to get down here, but no, we appreciate you taking. Logan is one of the busiest guys in the arena. As everybody knows, it's a lot of behind the scenes work that puts together the athletic season. Mm-hmm. Logan deals primarily with the sponsorships and corporate partners, and we'll get to Logan so he can talk about what he wants here. But first, since you're new to the show, we like to do a thing from time to time called
Staff Picks.
Staff picks. We pick a topic, ask a guest, and
they give us their rec.
Exactly. So what do you got for us today, Kate?
Today, staff pick is either recipe or just in general favorite Thanksgiving side dish.
Oof. So as far as I'll probably avoid the recipe because I don't want to make anyone sick for Thanksgiving.
Hence why I said just or favorite dish, because I'd do the same.
So favorite dish, I think I'm going to have to go green bean casserole.
Ooh.
That is pretty good.
Interesting.
And just to earn some points, my mother's green bean casserole.
Good. Dang. Well done.
Logan's mom, if you're listening, give him an extra $100 allowance.
Send some up for the holidays.
Can we up that? Maybe $200.
So do you go with the crispy onion straws and... Is it like a cream of mushroom base to it?
She does, yep. And the traditional, I would say, you know, the cream of mushroom, the onion straws, it's pretty spot on.
So there we go. What about you? Johnny D.
You know, I like the, the ambrosia salad? Is that what it is? With the whipped cream and the fruit cocktail?
Say what? Really?
Have you ever had it?
No.
Oh, you're missing out. Do you know what I'm
I don't know
about?
If I've heard of it.
Okay, I'll show you guys. Anyway, it's basically whipped cream with like fruit cocktail mixed all together. It's awesome.
Nice.
Really good stuff. So
nice. Me? Okay. I know I'm gonna get a lot of flack for this. I hate Thanksgiving food. Like I hate Thanksgiving food. I don't know why. Like none of it ever seems appealing to me. Every year my dad lets me make, or he makes it for me, chicken noodle soup, not ham noodle soup. But chicken noodle soup is my favorite. So if I am going to go for a side dish on Thanksgiving, if I'm going to go and I'll just do whatever, I would have to say just like a good old warm biscuit would be my favorite. Not big on anything else.
Yeah.
Eventually it all tastes the same.
I always forget about the biscuit and the rolls as a side dish because my dad makes really good rolls. So second that. I like his rolls.
Make me some.
Are we going to count dessert as a side dish?
We can.
No, but we are going to add it now to this conversation. Go. Favorite Thanksgiving dessert.
I'm going to take pumpkin pie off the table.
Ooh, some pea pie. There you go.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know. Something about the texture. I'm just not a big Thanksgiving person. It's cheesecake that tastes like pumpkin, but I'm not a big... And you know that they actually also make a pumpkin pie cheesecake too? It's just all of the textures combined or all the flavors.
See, I could get on board with that because I think I prefer cheesecake more.
Really?
So if we're going to do the pumpkin flavoring, I would probably lean towards that.
This is like a whole other podcast episode, but real quick, just so you guys can ponder and for anybody who's listening, do you consider a cheesecake a cake or is a cheesecake its own thing?
Wow. That's a tough one.
It has the word cake in it, but I do not consider it a cake. I think it's own thing.
It is because it's not really a pie, but it's close. I mean, it's not too far off from a pumpkin pie.
But exactly. But a pumpkin pie is a pumpkin pie.
Cheese pie? It just doesn't have the same ring to it.
I would eat a cheese pie. I would eat a cheese pie. Cheddar cheese, whatever it is, I don't care. I love cheese.
Cheeto dusted.
Cheeto dusted pie. Sure. Let's go for it. Anyway, let's get after it.
Anyway.
Let's talk to Logan. Stop talking about how weird all of my thoughts are.
Perfect. Once again, we are joined in studio with Logan Davis, General Manager of Seawolf Sports Property here at the Alaska Airlines Center. Logan, thank you again for being here. Take us through, introduce yourself a little bit. Tell us a little bit how long you've been here and kind of your role here at UAA.
Yep. No, absolutely. And thanks for having me on. And like yeah. we said earlier, it's about time I got down here. So I know we've been planning it for a while.
Yes.
I'll just start by introducing myself. I'm the general manager for Seawolf Sports Properties. And so what that is we are the essentially the multimedia arm of the athletic department here at the University of Alaska Anchorage. So we're going to oversee and work, you know, side by side with athletics on all of our corporate partnerships. So that's going to be multimedia rights, whether it's venue signage here in the Alaska Airlines Center or at the Seawolf Sports Complex on campus where we're playing hockey at now, to goseawolves.com, our website. We do on-court promotions, on ice, in-game, all of the wacky stuff you've seen at different sporting events. We dabble in that. Also, you know, social media is big, radio, television. So anything,
podcasts,
everything, podcast or in the future.
That's right.
So when you say we, mm-hmm. you're referring to.
So good question. So yes. I do work for Learfield IMG. So we are the exclusive multimedia rights holder for University of Alaska Anchorage Athletics. So Learfield IMG College, we're based in Dallas, Texas. We actually just had a merger in January of 2019. So pretty much in the Pacific Northwest area, some of our other schools are going to be University of Washington, who was just in town, Oregon, University of Oregon, Oregon State, Washington State, Eastern Washington, Idaho. So you have Boise State, University of Idaho, Idaho State. We are the only property here in the state of Alaska. So University of Alaska Anchorage, University of Hawaii. And then as we go across the U.S., pretty much every single state, mm-hmm. I think, except one. But we have a very, very large footprint now across all of the U.S.
Which is great. We're in good company.
We are a nationwide company. And you're no stranger to the company yourself. Worked for them prior to coming up here, if you...
Well, so actually, this is going to be my first spot with Learfield IMG. However, I was at multiple schools where Learfield IMG was, is how that connection happened. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So most recently came from the University of Miami, which is a Learfield IMG school. I've also worked at Florida Atlantic University in Boca Raton, a Learfield IMG school, as well as Middle Tennessee State in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, which is also Learfield IMG.
I actually didn't know that you were out in Tennessee.
Yep. Huh. So back in the day, so that was about close to 10 years ago, 2011. I was in Middle Tennessee State University. I did my undergrad at the University of Louisville, which is also Learfield IMG College School. So very familiar with it and a lot of connections there. But that's, you know, working with them in different capacities. I was always on the ticket sales, group sales side in the athletic department. So worked hand in hand on group outings and very close with those guys for a long time.
Mm-hmm. And if anybody's been to an athletic event, you'll certainly notice the logos and brands across the arena, whether that's on the scores table, on the video screen, on the static displays, on the
upper deck.
Yeah, around there.
The yep. VOMs, as we call them, like where all the teams run out onto the actual court, you'll see a lot of, you know, both local brands, international brands or national brands too, I guess everything really. So, yep.
And that's Logan.
Yes.
That's
he's,
Logan.
He's the guy we're talking Logan, to the guy yeah. that gets that all done and gets that in the yes. building working with those corporate partners.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I think in what Kate said, you know, we have, whether it's your local businesses here in the Anchorage and Alaska community to national brands and partners, you know, across the U.S., there's room for everybody here. Mm-hmm.
Can you talk about some of the local businesses or local partnerships that the university has and, you know, what it's done for the arena or what it's done for athletics or, you know, how it is working with them specifically out here?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think, you know, the big thing is we view it as a true partnership. So obviously it goes hand in hand with a partnership. So our clients and our corporate partners, you know, they provide, you know, great benefits for athletics, and then vice versa, athletics, you know, provide solutions and needs for those partners on the other side. So, you know, an example we have, you know, I think when people think of Alaska, you know, oil and gas is a big one. So ConocoPhillips is a great partner that we have here, through kind of what you were talking about, the signage, whether, you know, it's their banner on the balcony to the LED graphics on our courtside or ribbon boards. Mm-hmm. You know, so ConocoPhillips, and then, you know, there's a lot of great local partners that we have in the community. But we do look at it as a true partnership. So, you know, what we can provide them is access to our fans and getting their message out, you know, to our fan base and to our students.
Yeah. Eyeballs that see everything.
Absolutely.
And essentially it's a win-win situation. I mean, you're certainly doing a favor for the businesses by putting them in front of eyeballs, but at the same time, it also helps take some of the pressure off the funding that goes into athletics as well. So there's certainly a need for corporate involvement, but it also is a good circle effect of they're getting hopefully some good return on eyeballs and return on their investment and continue to keep investing in the athletic department.
Absolutely. And I think that's what, right now, what we're looking for, you know, at any level, or, you know, multi-year partnerships. So, you know, letting community partners know, hey, you know, we don't want it to be a one-year thing. And that goes for two ways. Is I think the, you know, at least a few years, they can see that return on the investment. It solidifies that partnership, and it just shows, you know, your connection in the community with a place like UAA being such a large part of the community. So we definitely look for multi-year partnerships. A financial commitment is huge for us. So, you know, again, at any amount right now is, you know, for us is the financial support is huge. But again, we're looking to be a solutions-based partner for those companies. So whatever their needs are, whether it's brand awareness or they have a certain message they're trying to get out, or they have a nonprofit they're trying to support, you know, we can provide a solution to that need. And that's really what we're trying to do.
I think it's interesting to formulate like what that partnership is, because I think a lot of times, you know, I've, you know, even just trying to get groups out here myself, or, you know, in trying to talk to people, and they see a banner on an arena and they think it's just money, money, money. And maybe not a lot of people are willing to just be like, okay, well, if I give you $10,000 now, my banner goes there and then what? But when you reformulate it and it's like, okay, yes, there is money involved. Yes, everyone will have to pay a certain something. However, like, let me help you, you know, in putting this up or putting this forward, you will be able to see that this is, you know, something that is more than just a sticker on the arena. You know, at the end of the day, you know, people actually will trust, like, okay, if UAA can trust it, then I could probably trust it too. So it just gives a lot of, you know, more than just, you know, a sticker shock sometimes.
Well, and that's a great point. I mean, I think I wrote something down here that our research team in Dallas put together, and it's spot on. It's, you know, 64% of fans would consider switching brands or buying habits to support a sponsor of a college athletic team.
Wow. Absolutely.
So that exact tie-in, mm-hmm. you know, for our partners is huge. Is it shows that commitment to the community. It's a natural tie. So in return, hopefully our fans are supporting those partners that support us.
Yeah. And I think that's something really unique here, you know, both of us not being from Alaska, but I can definitely see that, you know, people are very attached to Alaskan brands, Alaskan, you know, homegrown types of companies. So, you know, with a place like UAA and the Alaska Airlines Center, it's important to still, you know, show the community that it's invested, you know, locally as well.
No, absolutely. One, a good example of that is a new partner we signed on for this year, which is local, even here with the school, Alaska 529.
Oh,
and that's a university college savings plan. Hmm. And so a good example of a mix of assets for them, you know, we're going to help with venue signage, which is going in now, LED graphics. We have Dasher boards are up at hockey. Nice. They have a radio spot for all of our home games, and then getting access to our fans and those, the youth. So one of the big things is the C-Pups Kids Pass is sponsored by Alaska 529.
Oh.
They'll be involved in our team camps this summer.
Mm-hmm.
But again, that's a perfect example of a local partner that we're able to help. They just went through a branding change, name change. So, you know, a need for them is getting that awareness out here on campus. It's a perfect fit.
Yeah.
And it does work too, because I did notice the Dashers the other night at hockey, and I saw that and I was wondering what it was and looked it up. So I learned more about it by seeing that. Mm-hmm. And had I not seen that, I might not have learned about it, but it's certainly effective.
Yeah.
That's what we want it to do.
It's working. That's awesome. Yeah. I mean, not a lot of people realize that what you do even exists. It's so interesting. You know, you come to a sweat. I came to a sporting event and I was like, wow, this is so fun. And then you see all these people with headsets, or you see people in suits, and you see, you know, people walking around with credentials and radios. And all of a sudden you realize like, oh, these are people's jobs. And you don't realize how much goes into, you know, the types of things that people see. So it's cool that we can have people like you on our podcast who get to shed a little bit of behind the scenes light and knowledge and mic drops on all the people listening.
Well, and I think that's the, especially now working on, you know, the side of the industry where you are involved in the events and all the behind the scenes work and the planning and the preparation is, you know, as a fan, you go in, you enjoy the game. And I think that's changed for me now when I go to a sporting event. I'm
totally
looking around and seeing, okay, you know, what's the marketing team doing down there on the court? You know, how was parking? How did I come in? And, mm-hmm. you know, or the ushers, how was I treated? And, you know, paying attention to the on-court promotions and who's sponsoring what.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it is interesting when you actually dive into the business and operations side of a sporting event.
Yeah.
You know, just the amount of time and effort that everyone puts in.
Right.
We see, you know, working here with you guys in this arena, watching you all with, you know, the setup and prep for court and, you know, whether it's moving the baskets around or whether it's getting the video boards fired up and, staffing, you know, it's amazing. It's a lot of time, effort, and energy that goes into just a single event.
Oh yeah. Thanks for that. We like to hear that every now and then. It's nice to hear someone acknowledges.
You are appreciated.
Oh, thank you.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that too. It's a lot of fun to put these on.
We do. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Thank you. And like Logan said too, there's always a budget that they can work with. So if there's anybody out there listening, wanting mm-hmm. to know how they can get involved with UAA Athletics, reach out to Logan Davis. If you want to give a plug on how they can reach out to you, we'll also put a link in the description.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
That if any corporate partners out there, there's always involvement. Logan's great at putting together a package of what you can do and what you're looking for. So tell us how we can get a hold of you.
Yeah, no, I am based here at the Alaska Airlines Center. So first and foremost, if you want to stop by in person, that's always great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can call me, whether you call me on the phone or shoot me an email. I'll give you my phone now. It's 907-268-8577. So that is my cell phone. Mm-hmm. I want you to have access to that. So do feel free, call or text. I think the biggest thing is just getting this, you know, all of our facilities, whether it's here at the arena or at the sports complex for hockey, is getting people access to that, showing them what is available. Everyone's, and I think like ourselves and why we work here, I'm always blown away when I step into the arena and how nice it truly is.
So I was just about to say that.
I think just really showcasing what we have to partners and again, understanding that it's not, you know, we don't have to pigeonhole it to just, you know, signage, that we do have a lot of assets.
Mm-hmm.
We also like to get creative. So do give me a call. You can also reach me at my email, which is ldavis@learfield, LEARFIELD.com. But I'm here on campus, on site, ready to meet with new people.
And really, it does blow me away how nice the facility is and you know, I hope that the Seawolf Sports Complex gets a new coat of paint and looks all nice for the upcoming season. You know, now that hockey is here, there are a lot of brand new opportunities for sponsors, and there's going to be a lot of opportunity just for new people to come in and see how athletics is changing. And I think it's all uphill.
Yeah. I think,
or downhill. Easier, right? Downhill.
Sure.
We're
it's
going
a little easier downhill. Yeah.
But we're going up to success. No?
I like both.
Sick. Okay. And that's that.
They're the crickets.
Yeah, I know.
You
know,
ladies and gentlemen, Kate.
And that is one thing that you know, and I say this to partners, and I truly believe it. This arena here, it is, you know, living on the East Coast, it's the Madison Square Garden of Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
For the West Coast folks, it's the Staples Center of Alaska.
Yep.
So to me, if you're looking to do something with the premier sports entertainment venue in the state, it's going to be here.
And we will put that contact information below in the link.
Yes.
So if anybody wants to reach out to Logan, get a hold of him, get involved with the university, involved with Logan, certainly a great guy and always burning the midnight oil, always here at the events.
Always here.
So hard working, and it's paying off. So we appreciate
it. Good human, knows what he's talking about.
Thank you. Thank you.
Anytime.
Once again, joining us on the podcast today, Logan Davis, general manager of the Seawolf Sports property here at the University of Alaska Anchorage at the Alaska Airlines Center. If you've enjoyed this episode and want more exclusive behind the scenes interviews and takes, listen to the Alaska Airlines Center podcast with John and Kate.
Follow us on all of our social media at AK Air Center on Twitter. Oh, and AK Air Center on Instagram.
Of course, can't forget Instagram.
Good old IG. Send us your DMs.
Until next time, you've been listening to the Alaska Airlines Center podcast with John and Kate.
We out.